Hello, and welcome to the Fairfax County Health and Safety Podcast. Coming up, learn about the County Police Department's real-time crime center, staying cool in extreme heat without power, and El Nino. Links to topics mentioned in this podcast can be found online at fairfaxcounty.gov. The Fairfax County Police Department's Real-Time Crime Center, in partnership with the Department of Public Safety Communications and the Fairfax County Fire and Rescue Department, has implemented new artificial intelligence technology that enhances emergency response by identifying critical information from 911 calls in real time. The announcement also marks the permanent assignment of fire and rescue personnel to the Real-Time Crime Center as part of a long-term pilot program, further strengthening collaboration between police, fire, and emergency communications. The AI technology continuously transcribes 911 calls as they occur and is trained using Fairfax County's dispatch protocols and response procedures. This allows the system to recognize qualifying incidents and immediately notify crime center personnel, enabling a drone-as-first-responder deployment while dispatchers continue gathering information and completing the dispatch process. By launching drones earlier in the response, officers and firefighters can receive real-time aerial intelligence before arriving on scene, improving situational awareness and supporting faster, more informed decision-making. Learn more on the police blog. A power outage during a heat wave is more than an inconvenience. Without air conditioning, indoor temperatures can climb to dangerous levels within hours, especially in homes with poor airflow or large windows that pull in direct sun. Fairfax County residents can take steps now to stay safe if the power goes out during hot weather and to spot the signs when someone needs medical help. Air conditioning does more than cool a room. It pulls moisture out of the air, which helps the body cool itself through sweat. When the power cuts out, both the temperature and the humidity inside a home can rise fast. A house that feels manageable at 9 a.m. can become unsafe by early afternoon. Older adults, young children, people with chronic illness, and anyone without reliable transportation face the highest risk. Pets are also vulnerable and cannot move themselves to a cooler space. If the power goes out during hot weather, act quickly to slow the heat buildup inside your home. Close blinds and curtains on windows that get direct sun. This blocks a major source of heat. Move to the lowest level of your home. Heat rises, so basements and ground floors stay cooler longer. Limit oven and stove use. Cooking adds heat to an already warm space. Stay hydrated. Drink water steadily through the day, even if you don't feel thirsty. Unplug appliances you're not using. Electronics give off heat even on standby. Check on neighbors, especially older adults or people who live alone. Our emergency information blog has more information. Visit fairfaxcounty.gov/emergency/blog. Each month, our Department of Emergency Management and Security produces the Emergency Preparedness Newsletter and a monthly preparedness webinar. Learn more at fairfaxcounty.gov/emergency-management. A major shift is taking shape in the Pacific Ocean, and it could shape the weather Fairfax County sees through the rest of 2026 and into next winter. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Climate Prediction Center says El Niño conditions are now present and getting stronger. Forecasters expect the event to intensify further into the fall, with the strongest signal pointing to a very strong El Niño from September through November. NOAA puts the odds at 96% that El Niño will last through the winter of 2026-27. The Atlantic hurricane season looks quieter, but do not let your guard down. On July 8, researchers at Colorado State University updated their Atlantic hurricane season forecast, cutting their outlook and calling for 9 named storms, 4 hurricanes, and 1 major hurricane of Category 3 strength or higher. Every El Niño behaves a little differently, and local factors like the North Atlantic Oscillation can override the broader trend in any given week. Keep an eye on forecasts and have a plan ready. Make sure your home is prepared for power outages and flooding, and keep emergency supplies on hand. The fastest way to get official, real-time updates when severe weather threatens Fairfax County is through Fairfax Alerts. Sign up for free at fairfaxcounty.gov/alerts. That's it for this edition of the Fairfax County Health and Safety Podcast, produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government. Thanks for listening. Follow the Health and Safety Podcast on soundcloud.com/Fairfax County and our podcast's webpage, fairfaxcounty.gov/podcasts. And remember, if you have a police, fire, or medical emergency, call 911.